Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, worldwide. And I am really delighted to have a guest this morning, well known to indeed a lot of people on both sides of the Atlantic. Her name is Elizabeth Crable, and she is the CEO of CIE Tours International. And also, well, first of all, let me welcome you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much, Adrian. I'm delighted to be here.
Let me ask you first, because it's interesting in the fact that you also hold a position, not only a position, but you're vice chair of the executive committee of USTOR, or A, now that I'm in America, and United States Tour Operators Association. What is that organization? I know it sounds familiar.
Yeah, so the USTOA is the National North American Association for companies that are involved in tour operation, which normally has a broad definition, but is any company that is sending travelers on vacations anywhere in the globe from North America. The organization has been around 50 years. It just celebrated the USTOA 50th last year. So the organization basically is focused on advocacy and growth of the industry for 140 member brands in the travel industry, many of which are travel brands that your listeners are very familiar with, and taking Americans over to any other destination in the world. CIE Tours is one of the early members of USTOA, and I sit on the board as the vice chairman and have been very happy to see the growth and recovery of the industry post-pandemic from the viewpoint of the entire tour operator industry.
And can you take us to the onslaught of the pandemic? We know in particular that the entire tourism industry worldwide came grinding to a halt. During that period, was there a plan, a concern that even when the pandemic was over, even though we didn't expect it to last as long as it did, that there would be a whole new concept, that there would be a whole new set of regulations, and to make, again, to give travelers the confidence that was needed? You know, you're talking about particularly, or I'm talking about, the escorted tour passengers who were going. How maybe would they be comfortable in, say, unlike an air trip or whatever, how would they be comfortable in sitting with one another, having meals together? What was the plan of action for the return of, regular passenger, if not in some cases, even more than before?
Yeah, it's the pandemic had us all in the industry and in the destination of Ireland very attuned to what could happen. What would COVID, would the pandemic end up changing the way that Americans travel, and possibly the global traveler as well? So early on, I guess the trajectory would be described as early on in 2020 when the borders closed. That effectively brought a stop to all international travel, correct? Not just for leisure travel and vacations, but for business travel as well. No commerce could be conducted during that period. So in 2020, the borders closed in between the U.S. and Ireland. And then in 2021, late summer, they reopened. But during that time, the year and a half before the border reopened, there was an expectation that people were going to possibly come out of the pandemic having had to shelter in place, having had to stay home, waiting for vaccines, worried about their health, worried about their family's health and their loved one's health, and that there may be a concern that travel just is not appealing. People may not want to leave their safe space. People may not want to go into a social place and be around strangers. And that was, I think it was a very reasonable expectation. But I am here 2.5 years later to say we have been watching what's really happening with the American traveler. And I can say with the utmost confidence, the American traveler has said, that was a health crisis, and now that I don't feel the pressures of the health crisis anymore, I am going right back to traveling the way I like to travel, which very often includes meeting people, congregating with people, having meals with people, hugging people, meeting strangers, going to a bar, going to a pub, listening to music. That activity has come back 100%. The American traveler is showing by their behavior loud and clear that they were not damaged by the pandemic in terms of their travel preferences. In fact, I think that we have been happy to see it may have had the opposite effect, that being deprived of people's company and the ability to freely move for so long, there's actually a phrase, revenge travel, which is really saying kind of revenge against the pandemic. Right. Because the pandemic made us stay home for so long, we are going out now. You know, whether it come good or bad, we are going out, we're going to travel, and they are proving to be very, very comfortable and happy to be back on the road and be back in Ireland.
You know, for listeners who we might assume should know what CIE, the government-owned transportation company, that's been around for 90 years. It is actually, as I say again, owned by the Irish National Transport Authority, and CIE in Gaelic is Corus Umper Éireann, and hence the initial CIE. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the history of CIE, and is there any record of the significance of, say, 1932, when in fact people were going to Ireland, and perhaps at that time again needing transportation, say, around Ireland. At that point, was that just merely considered to be a form of transportation, and how did that develop into the luxurious travel by coach that developed through the decades?
So, Adrian, that's a great question. 90 years is a very long time for a company, and not only has the company changed quite a lot over 90 years, the entire destination of Ireland has changed a lot in 90 years. And in the early days, in the 1930s, one of the drivers that actually caused Corus Umper Éireann to start this little tiny tour division called CIE Tours really was tied to the boom in commercial air travel that was starting to come through in the earliest 20th century, that normal people or people who had a desire to travel could actually now get on transatlantic flights. And that clearly is part of 20th century history. But with that, it created an entire international travel and tourism economy that just continued to grow and grow over the decades. So if you take that, in the early years, CIE Tours used to conduct their tours on the trains and buses of the National Transport Company, and the two businesses kind of were morphed together. But really, it took about 50, 60 years. But by the 90s, those two things were starting to be separated in that while CIE Tours is still owned by Corazon Bréagne, and Corazon Bréagne continues to be the national transport company of Ireland with Dublin Bus, Irish Rail, Bus Éireann, the operations have been split. And that really opened up a huge era of being able to scale up the business, because what happened is CIE Tours now contracts private coaches and private transportation and does not use the national transportation, and it allowed the tourism part of the business to scale up because there were no longer as many limitations on volume or capacity. But in any case, that even that was probably 20, 30 years ago. So the company then went through another growth phase with the destination of Ireland. The entire island started to really boom in tourism after the Good Friday Agreement. And the entity of Tourism Ireland, the National Tourism Authority, started to promote the entire island together, which it was a really great, it was really innovative at the time. And it was really, I think, for tourism, one of the things that broke open for the American traveler, the ability to just go to the island of Ireland and you could freely go back and forth across Northern Ireland and the Republic. And that actually opened up another era of appeal for the American traveler. And then when you fast forward to today, after 20 or so years of operating on a scalable model, the destination of Ireland had another massive period of growth after the 2008 global economic crash. In the recovery period of 2010, 2011, 2012, Ireland began to boom. And CIE Tours, along with any operator that's selling the destination of Ireland, started to see a huge increase in interest. And luckily, CIE Tours has always been considered the U.S. specialist in Ireland. We saw a ton of opportunity to grow, and the business really just took off. So the last 20 years have been another revolution in CIE Tours. And now that we've celebrated our 90th, we are actually just setting the stage for the next revolution in CIE Tours growth and see where we can take it from there.
Elizabeth, and by the way, friends, my guest today is Elizabeth Crable, who is CEO of CIE Tours International. We're coming up to St. Patrick's Day, the oldest, the largest, parade in the world with a terrific history. Well, okay, there are so many choices and tour operators that take in not just Ireland, but Europe. But I want to ask you, Elizabeth, whether, what makes CIE Tours special and separate from the others?
Yeah, there's a lot of unique qualities about CIE. Number one, our ownership by the government of Ireland gives us a stability and a consistency that we are going to be there. And travelers know that year after year, we are a company that their parents may have traveled on, their grandparents may have traveled on, and they know that if they want to travel to Ireland, CIE Tours is the name of the company that you want to go with. So number one, the ownership has given us a consistency and visibility. Secondly, though, for the travel experience, because CIE Tours is homegrown, we are the Irish leader in the United States. We also have the largest office in Ireland of any U.S. operator. So we actually have more people on the ground. Our Irish staff are second to none. We have the best levels of experience. We have the largest team. Many of our staff in our Ireland office who handle all of our tour operations, they're the ones who are on the ground making sure that the guests are taken care of, that the drivers and the guides are giving the most amazing tours. They're continually refreshing and updating the tour content, and new experiences are being added. But they're doing it in a way that reveals the authenticity of Ireland. So our team is constantly traveling around Ireland, meeting with new tourism businesses, checking out new experiences. There are a lot of businesses in Ireland over 90 years, but even in the last 20 that we can speak to that will oftentimes say, CIE Tours was the first tour operator that worked with my parents to bring people to our farm, to take tours and see how local produce was grown. And they have grown because of CIE Tours over a decade or two decades. And they're still very grateful to be working with CIE Tours, and we're grateful to be working with them because they know that as the Irish company, we have an interest in developing every part of the island of Ireland. We bring more business to the rural areas of Ireland than any other operator. Many other operators just hit the cities or they may go for day trips. We actually take travelers into the towns, the villages, the countryside, the farms. We go farther into the island of Ireland than anyone, and I think our guests, they appreciate that, and they feel like they're really getting to see the authentic Ireland.
The fact that a lot of people, particularly immigrants, and those who have left Ireland through the years, would be more than familiar, indeed, with the logos, with the history of CIE, because CIE Tours, the Irish Government Transport Authority, they ran and have all through the years the varied the bus services within the cities and outside of the cities, the rail services, which are also very popular in recent years. You don't have to basically, you know, look up CIE Tours. It is the branding is indeed just amazing. It's fantastic. So I think there must have been, in addition to what you've just spelled out for us there, with the traditions, there has to be also a sense of security, of caring, of not being one more tour company, perhaps on its way to other European countries, and the kind of breezing through Ireland. That is also something I think it gives a level of confidence that it's not, you know, as new companies come and go, CIE lends a tremendous amount of credibility, if not a comfort, and a comfort level that you don't see, you know, with others.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for noting that, because I think it's one of the most important things about our company. Our people are very proud of that. But, you know, another a group of people that it really impacts is our drivers and our guides. So CIE Tours works with probably upwards of 130 drivers and guides in Ireland for the entire season, which is bigger than any other company. But the many of those expert staff, and those are the ones that are accompanying the travelers. So they're the ones who are taking care of everybody on the ground, and they are the ones becoming the best friend of the visitor. They are basically taking care of them from the moment they step off the plane to the moment they leave. The drivers and the guides, you will find an incredible record of longevity working for CIE Tours. The staff that works directly out in the field taking care of our guests, many of them have worked for CIE Tours for decades. They love doing those jobs. They are very proud of the work that they do, but they also recognize that CIE Tours is their favorite company to work for because of that consistency, but because we actually make sure that we're taking their input into account. We love to talk to them about what changes should be made to tours, and they are the ones who really have the finger on the pulse of what the traveler needs because they're with the traveler throughout the entire vacation. So it is very important, and thank you for noting that.
Now, Elizabeth, the expansion, many of us might still think, well, that's, hey, we're talking about Ireland here. There are numerous good reasons to go directly to CIE Tours because they have the greatest number of and the greatest variety of tours throughout Ireland, and particularly for those who have, say, either limited time in Ireland or also those who might say that they have plenty of time. What do we do after this? If we take a short tour or a relatively short tour, can we, stay on, and now do we have to switch from CIE tours over to some other areas to find out what we're doing next. When did that expansion into a broader, area of service, is that a significant part of your business?
Britain has been a significant part of the business for probably two decades. So when you talk about a 90-year-old company, two decades probably could be considered relatively recent. But I think for myself, for you, for the people who have talked to the brand, you know, constantly year after year, Britain has become part of the fabric. And most of that business is actually Scotland. Our best-selling tour is The Taste of Ireland, which is the, you know, kind of the, it's a great first-time trip. And it is the traveler going into the highlights and kind of the top hits of Ireland. But our second best-selling trip is Ireland plus Scotland. And that actually is what many people will come back for their second trip, is to see a little bit more of Ireland and then take a trip over to Scotland. So that is definitely part of the fabric of the company. It's been part of the strategy for a very long time and has now become very, we're very known for that, particularly within those combination tours. So it is absolutely, it is a very popular product line, but it really is about that Celtic connection. It's those Celtic areas of, you know, Ireland and the British Isles and Scotland. And that is something that the traveler has, the American traveler in particular, because there is also a lot of, there's Irish and Scottish heritage. That's sure. Incredibly popular.
And, of course, there's Ireland, Scotland, England and Wales, Italy, Iceland, multi-destination, all of which, again, is if you're looking for the comfort level and a company with the history of CIE and CIE tours. For some might just say, well, oh, you mean they do things other than providing luxury coach tours? Maybe if you address that and the ever-expanding changes and additions to the services of CIE.
Yes, we constantly look to upgrade and ask our customers what types of vacations they would like to take. So the two parts that you mentioned have become a very important part of our portfolio. So number one, CIE Tours has a really deep list of very happy past guests who traveled with us to Ireland. And we basically know that when they traveled with us to Ireland in the first place, we keep a very consistent rating system. We have an average rating of 95% satisfaction, which is quite high. So we know that we've got a lot of customers who love traveling with us, and they've rated us very high. So we know that they would love to travel with the brand again. The interesting thing, though, is, as everybody knows with vacations, like most people, Americans who are going to Europe, they may not repeat to the same place every year. So with that list of past guests being so long, we took a decision a few years ago to move into a couple of other European destinations that we heard from our customers loud and clear that they would be interested in trying another tour with CIE Tours in the similar format in another destination. Two places in Europe and Europe adjacent that were at the top of the list were Italy and Iceland. So we spent a couple of years developing the tours there, launched them with the idea that it would be people who have traveled with us once before, that they would come back, repeat, and then, of course, at the end of this, we hope that they will then, in a few years later, decide to come back and take that second trip to Ireland. So they have been so successful. We really did see that it is panning out exactly as we had hoped. Many, many customers tell us how happy they are that we launched these two new destinations, because they have the similar structure of the vacation, the tour that CIE Tours is known for, but we are now taking them to destinations. The guides from Italy and Iceland, we bring them to Ireland. We send them on our Ireland tour so they can get to know how we operate, and then they run the tours in the other destinations. Part of that, the second thing that you mentioned, is the luxury, the chauffeur drive and the private driver product. We do offer that. That's one of our most popular Ireland products. And it's, in fact, after the pandemic, when the availability of cars, because there was a time during the pandemic when it was difficult to get vehicles, when that started to open up, that product line for 2023 is actually up almost 70%. I think it's 69.4% increase over last year. So that's very popular as well. All of those are parts of the CIE Tours product line. We have a lot of choices. We have more vacation choices than anybody in Ireland. And I think people, if you browse through our website, you're going to find there's a lot there to take care of your vacation.
The I know for decades, a strong message, you know, that we and the marketing promotion of CIE was to point out that you know, because people and passengers, tourists to just about any destination have to worry about, well, what about the add-ons? Is this the bare bones that we're, you know, that we're actually getting here? And, oh, fine, it looks good in terms of pricing, but God knows what's going to be added to this by the time you get there and throughout your trip.
Our all-inclusiveness is part of our value proposition that people love about traveling with us. So when you travel with CIE Tours and you buy a tour, almost every part of your vacation, again, from the time you land at the airport to the time we drop you off at the airport to head home when you're very sad to leave because you've had such a great time, is included. Most of the activities are all put in. Your meals are in. What we do balance in, because we've heard from our clients loud and clear that they would like this, is we do build in free time as well, where you do have an evening free here where you could try either a pub or a restaurant yourself. But that all-inclusiveness is unique to CIE Tours. Most tour operators do not offer that. Most tour operators, you buy a skeleton of a tour, but each day you are asked, what do you want to do? And then you pay for those items as you go. Yeah. That is all included with CIE Tours for about the same price.
That's a very significant feature. Do one to number one. Elizabeth, thank you for being with us today, and particularly with the good tidings that, you know, you are rapidly returning to pre-pandemic levels. You know, for the naysayers, they say, oh my God, it'll be another 10, it'll be another, you know, number of years. But I think that CIE in particular has a unique service, one which many people would, you know, particularly like, and for those who would like a stable, show me what I'm getting, how much is it going to cost, what kind of service am I going to get, those are all wrapped up in CIE Tours, of which we are very proud of our own association with it. So I think that, you know, the success, fingers crossed, the success has you know, outsmarted just about all of those who said, boy, this is going to take forever. It's not. You're having a banner year, and that's it. It's terrific. I personally, in addition to when we promote CIETours.com, I always try to recommend speaking with an expert, speaking with somebody who actually not a hard sell, but speaking to you know, a representative of CIE Tours, but they were very welcoming indeed in just walking you through some of the concerns. I think that's also, I hope that people will understand it's a toll-free number, 1-800-243-8687. And again, it's just, I'm delighted, and I'm sure a lot of people are delighted, that the, you know, the gloom and the doom has passed. And obviously I want to say good luck to CIE, CIE Tours, and also thank you, Elizabeth Kraber, for joining us in this St. Patrick's season. Thank you for your time, and best wishes to you and, of course, all of the staff at CIE Tours.
Thank you so much, Adrian. It's always a pleasure. We appreciate the chance to spread the message about traveling to Ireland, especially for St. Patrick's Day, when we get a lot of excitement because of the parade and being back to celebrating in the way that we have enjoyed up until now. So thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome indeed. And friends, you're listening to The Flannelly Show from New York, Irish Radio Network USA, and irishradio.com worldwide.